You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Ed, hello, good afternoon. Ed, welcome. Excuse me. What a way to start the week. Russell Smith, punching the time clock. 3:02 on your Monday. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome in. It is game week. Air smells a little bit different, a little crisper today. A little bounce in the step, a little spring in your step. Fall spring in your step. Finally, the off-season of our discontent is more or less over. We can talk football. I was listening to Jeremy Pruitt's weekly press conference earlier today. It hit me. It's like, oh, my God, I'm going to play football Saturday. Barring some sign of, you know, unforeseen disaster, like it's actually going to happen. It feels darn good. Bear, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. It's absolutely gorgeous September afternoon. Coach Pruitt sounds fired up, focused, prepared, relaxed even. Made me feel really good listening to his tone of voice. He's smoothed the rough edges are polishing off now. And I am enthusiastic about the upcoming football season, Russell.
Utterly outstanding.
Enthusiastic.
Trey Wallace, how are you, sir?
Guys, doing extremely well. It's game week. 4 months ago, I didn't know if we'd be sitting here or not, but we're here, man. I'm excited.
I heard you on Coach Pruitt's presser asking all the hard-hitting questions everyone else is afraid to ask.
I try.
What'd you ask, Trey?
Asked about the backup quarterback situation, if he's prepared to make a call on that, though I been told who it's going to be. And then also talked about the wide receivers, them getting back, especially the ones that were out for so long. I mean, Tennessee didn't have a lot of their wide receivers for a lot of fall camp, so getting them back and getting into rhythm with their quarterback.
All right, Bear, I've got some news for you.
Hit me.
I've spoken with the powers that be here at Fan Run Radio, Brain Trust. Yeah. And decision has been made. A press release is ready. Major new direction. We might be taking this thing, the entire station, not just this show.
Okay.
If we fall on our face again, if we stumble out of the gates, if we lose to South Carolina, immediately following the game, there will be no voluntary reaction.
What?
If we lose to South Carolina, there will be no voluntary reaction, and we will be flipping formats about midnight Saturday, Sunday. And starting Sunday, if we lose, this will be a Titans radio station.
What does that mean?
It means we will be renouncing all affiliation, official and otherwise, with the University of Tennessee Athletics Department. We will no longer primarily be dealing in local Knoxville issues. We will be a Titans-run radio station, and that's that. We will be all
Look,
Titans all the time.
I'm gonna go ahead and. Whoa, you
better hope. I'm just letting you know.
No better hoping to it. Let me tell you something, Russell Smith. If that happens, and you idiots from three and out on down try and do that, I will come down there.
No, you won't.
Take off my belt, and wrap it around my fist with a business end dangling, and I will go to town on every one of you. Sorry. Pieces of crap. It would turn your back.
We will have you.
Jeremy Pruitt and the University of Tennessee.
We would have you arrested.
You could have me arrested.
We'll have you arrested for assault.
You better have the cops there quick. because I'm going to lay in all of you with a belt buckle into the bell.
We'll have you arrested for assault, and we'll carry on with our business for the bright and early Sunday morning with a Titans pregame show for my 2-0 Tennessee Titans.
Got lucky.
Lucky had nothing.
Luck. Davion Clowney standing in the Jaguars' backfield. He was so far offside. That wasn't even funny, Russ. But you take it however you can get it. Whatever gets you through the night, Russ.
Hey, man. We're on to Minnesota, 2-0. Kind of breaks you get when you're the best team in the division, one of the best teams of professional football. You get those kind of breaks.
No doubt about it. The Titans are good.
Get those kind of breaks. So you have just one more reason to be pulling like hell for Tennessee. Because I'm not doing this anymore.
I don't need any other reason.
I'll continue to do it till the day I die. I'm not, man. I flip on I was reading the 247 boys had a write-up on the ESPN FPI index, which has us going 3-7, I believe, this year. And before you poo-poo the ESPN FPI index, know that it was right about Tennessee the past two seasons. It's been spot on, Jeremy Pruitt. Had us going 5-7 year one, 7-5 last year. It's got us going 3-7 this year. If we go 3-7, I'm not doing it. We're Titans. We are fan-run Titans radio.
If we got to the end of the year and we were 3-7, I would maybe listen to you guys.
Well, then
you can't do it off an opening game when we've had – not this year, not with what all's gone on.
Decision's been made. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I wasn't included in the decision-making process.
Nope.
And normally I don't care, and I let you guys act like y'all are in control of everything.
It's Nate's radio station. He makes the call. I'm sorry. You don't get a vote. This is not the United Nations.
You can go to hell. Houston Crest can go to hell. Davey Hudson can go to hell. John Reed can go to hell. All the rest of your little sycophants, Russ. And you can add Nate Hodges in there, too, if he thinks he's going to turn it. I will not let it happen.
Telling the owner station to go to hell. It's an interesting way to start game week. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, live from your White Claw Hard Seltzer studios. Let's do this. It is The Drive, Monday afternoon. Let's go right to the phones. Let's get things rolling here. What do you think about it, Vol Nation? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling it? Is this the year, finally, that we throw off the chains and shackles of mediocrity?
Hell yeah, it is.
And reassume our rightful place at the top of the SEC hierarchy. Is this finally the year?
They will bend the knee, Russ.
Let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not doing this anymore. This is the last chance. I can go Titans radio, man. I can do it. That's the biggest sport in the world. I could talk about it 365. I can make the switch. You with me, Drew?
Hell yeah.
You'll ride.
Right.
You'll ride.
Absolutely.
We'll ride.
Somebody get a blood alcohol test on Russell, please.
Now, I will admit, though, Russ, and it's something I noticed. The NFL has really gotten off to a good start because what the NCAA has been putting out there for the past couple of weeks hasn't been a very good product. It just hasn't.
Oh, the SEC hasn't gone yet. It's coming.
I mean, we'll
it's coming.
How it goes next weekend.
We've had the appetizer. We had the cheese fritters. Now it's time for the steak. Now
this
it's time
the
for
most,
the burger.
This is the most drawn in I've been this early into an NFL season probably. 15 years.
Let's start things off with Robert. Good afternoon, Robert. You're on The Drive, Fan Run Radio.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. I'm gonna give you a little advice. You'd probably have better ratings if you went to Yacht Rock instead of the Titans.
Don't you say that the Titans do gangbusters ratings locally on WVLT? Lots of people watch that. The bandwagon, you can tell, has increased after a great season last year. People are all about the Titans here, Robert, and If you don't want to come with us, that's fine. If you and Bear want to sit around and pout and watch another mediocre year of Tennessee football, that's fine. But we're winners here at Fan Run Radio. We're winners.
Well, one thing that will happen this year is they won't have opposing fan bases take over their stadium this year, since they won't have anybody letting anybody in the stadium, I guess.
Ha, 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 ha. 2-0, Robert. You know what?
That makes you feel better.
It does. 2-0 for the first time since, what is Drew's 08. Like? 08? 12 years.
We're back. America's team, baby.
They're not even Tennessee's team.
It's the state team, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, it's your team. They represent you, Robert. It's your team.
If you drew a circle around Metro Nashville and took it out, Titans are probably the third most popular team in the state, maybe.
I guess
Steelers.
I guess that's why every CBS affiliate in the state falls all over themselves to carry those games. I mean, they don't have a choice. They absolutely have a choice. They don't have to carry those games.
They're required to carry the Titans.
They are not.
They absolutely are. Look it up. The Steelers were Tennessee's team.
By order of who?
Speaking.
Who tells them they have to pick it up? I'll show you the local ratings. If y'all don't believe me, that's fine. You think everybody's watching the Falcons game?
No.
You think people are watching the Atlanta Falcons? You think people are watching the Carolina Panthers around here?
Can I get a word in edgewise with you, Leather Lugs? What I'm saying is, historically speaking, this was a big Pittsburgh Steelers, Washington Redskins area.
Oh, yeah. I can't go anywhere without bumping to some guy in a Roethlisberger jersey. What are you talking about, man? Listen to yourself. You guys are nuts.
Robert, back me up here. I mean,
back me up, Robert. Help. I'm drowning.
No, you know, I'm not, but he's
Steelers,
right.
Steelers, Cowboys, maybe Packers.
Tell you what.
A lot of NFC East teams.
You guys go down.
The Titans were the Oilers.
You guys go down to Westtown Mall on a Saturday, Sunday afternoon, walk around, and you tell me how many jerseys you see of each team. Do you even have to take me up on that?
Well, it might be different.
It might be different. Yeah, I don't know. We might live in Tennessee.
Plateau, I don't see a lot of
teams. Only been here 25 years. I don't know.
I don't see a lot of Titan stuff around here.
No, don't see it very much at all. No, that's right. Come on, guys. You guys are just making stuff up. So butthurt about the state team having a great start to the season.
I'm going to tell everybody that you're feeling one way when I know you're not, but I'm just an idiot.
You said it.
Russell Smith.
Russell.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you too, Robert, because finally you're associated with a winner.
I can't be happy for him, Robert, because he acts like such a punk and a clown.
So mad. So mad.
Cowboys are America's team. See ya.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the phone call.
What did he just say?
Something about the Cowboys being America's team.
Oh, Robert can go to hell too. Good Lord. The hell out of here with that Cowboys love. Anybody else would have beat them yesterday. They're god-awful.
Let's keep things rolling here. T Carp is up next. Good afternoon, T Carp. You're on the drive.
Welcome to the Legion of the Miserables, Russell. I love it. Welcome, sir. We've been waiting for you. So you're calling it off. Are you calling your fandom off? Or you're just saying no. I'm not. We're not talking about a mediocre team for 8 months.
It's a business decision. I don't want to be here talking about losing to crummy South Carolina at 11:30 at night, at like 2 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning. I'm not doing
that
anymore.
Not fun.
At a certain point,
as I love you guys. It's not fun.
Yeah, at a certain point, T Carp, you got to do what you got to do. You got to move forward. You got to make a business decision. I mean, do we want to make money here at Fan Run Radio or not?
Yes. And hey, talk about anything.
I don't think it's going to happen, T. Carper. Let's be perfectly clear. We are a 3-point favorite, according to my bookie. We should go in there to South Carolina, make a sandwich, throw the cheese wrapper on the floor, come home, take care of Missouri, and go down to Georgia to take on, in my opinion, a little bit of an overrated Georgia team this year in their house. Still a top 10 team, very good team, and a clash of top 10 teams, unbeaten teams. That's the season I want to have. That's the season I want to talk about. But I'm not doing this anymore. We've made a decision. I think Reed's on board. Houston Kress is on board. And Nate Hodges, the only vote that matters, is on board. This will become Titans Radio at midnight Saturday, Sunday, early Sunday morning, if Jeremy Pruitt does not do his duty. Go ahead and do your civic duty. And go and kick South Carolina's can all over the field in their house Saturday.
As much as you just convinced me what was going to happen, I don't want to echo Phil here, but you know who our quarterback is, bro. And I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to do that at 3:18, you know, on Monday of game week. But we do have the restrictor plate.
The restrictor plate. Well, here's the thing about the restrictor plate. And Trey, if I'm Jeremy Pruitt, you take the ball out of Garantano's hands. Garantano should not decide this game. You get, and by the way, it is an absolute travesty that we do not have, that we're sitting here at 3:18 on Monday afternoon and there is not an official word on Cade Mays' eligibility yet. But assuming that we get good news there, you take the ball out of Garantano's hand. You turn and you hand it to Eric Gray and Ty Chandler. Those two should have 40 carries between them Saturday night, and you run the ball right down their throat.
I agree.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I mean, you're going to have a healthy Eric Gray. You're going to have a healthy Ty Chandler. We'll see what the offensive line looks like, if Cade Mays is playing or not. I don't know, man. Y'all are depressing as hell, dude. This is just a bad
They're Monday. Depressing me.
Depressing.
I'm not, I apologize, Gray.
No, but... be quiet.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, boy.
This could potentially be my last week at Fox Sports Knoxville if it's not covered Tennessee, and y'all are just depressing. So I'm going to just set this out for the next time.
You know what's depressing, Trey? You know what's depressing? Watching 5 years of Butch Jones football, followed by after 3 years of Derek Dooley football, watching our team fiddle fart around, go 5-7 in Pruitt's first year, stumble out of the gates the next year, lose to Georgia State and BYU. That's depressing. That's depressing. At a certain point, you got to take it on yourself. We've got one team in this
Alabama, you jackass.
We got one team in this state that's successful and one that's not. And if the one that's not doesn't start being successful, then who's the moron? Who's dumb in this equation?
How many years have I been calling you guys talking about when is Tennessee going to get better? 10. A decade, Russ. See y'all.
Hey, real quick, Kikar, I got to give the devil his due. Did he already hang up?
Yes.
The restrictor plate is right up there with the lawn dart. It's the greatest nickname I've ever heard laid on a player.
If I'm the brain trust here, I feed the ball to Chandler and Gray. I just feed Trey Smith and Cade Mays and Jameer Johnson, Darnell Wright. I feed them a breakfast full of urine and vinegar. Come out there and tell them to slap somebody in the face. That's what's going to win us that game. And if you've watched college football, particularly the college game, a little bit the pro game, but particularly the college game these first couple of weeks, the teams that are struggling are the ones that are trying to get all cute offensively, trying to do a bunch of razzle-dazzle, trying to air it out, trying to be all – we don't have to do that, man. This is the best offensive line we've had since 2013 when we had Tiny Richardson and Fulton and James Stone and Juwan James, all those guys. And, of course, we were running the Big East offense that year, so we didn't get to enjoy it. So this is probably the first time we've been able to play big boy football for real, Bear, in what, like 12 years?
Yeah, more than – I refer to it as not big boy, but just Tennessee football. That lineup. And,
let's play
and
it.
Just mash people and make them like it. Just tell them – you walk into the line, tell them we're running in the two-hole, try and stop us, and then doing it.
And look, Garantano's going to have to throw eventually, but make them stack the line and get that one-on-one coverage and then take the top of it with Palmer or Velus Jones or somebody, you know. But I make them stop.
Punish people offensively, yeah. And then it's time for us to get back to, you know, I hope they stay committed to it, you know, in the first half. And then because I wanted to get back to where – and we used to do it back when we were really good. And everybody did bend the knee to us. But the second half, you know, the run would just destroy people. And then we'd start running downhill and frothing. But, you know, just maul people.
Trey, you'll have more fun covering the NFL anyway. This is small-time stuff. Talk to these SEC coaches – these gym teachers.
Trey, sweet spot, man.
You're going to get to talk to a real man, Mike Vrabel, a man who almost via bed had to cut his manhood off last year. You talk to some real characters in the National Football League. You talk to grown men, too, professionals, adults, instead of children.
No, I'd literally rather go cover college volleyball than I would the
NFL. No. Oh, stop. You would not.
You don't like the NFL.
Hey, don't like the NFL?
On
besides my Saints, I don't really care for the NFL. And the only reason I cheer for my Saints is because it's kind of like the hometown team.
This is going to be
my deck on Twitter. Rusty says, "Y'all, it's a good point. If you guys break ties and go Titans only, don't come back around when our basketball team is kicking ass." It's a good point. That's a good point. Working like heck. A
couple things there. First of all, there's no guarantee we're going to have basketball this year. Second of all, the season lines up perfectly, ending in, well, for the Titans, it's going to end in January. But basketball just be heating up by then. So it's a seamless transition. Titans win the Super Bowl in late January, right about the time the SEC schedule is getting going, and our freshmen have found their sea legs, and we just make the switch right there. It lines up perfectly. Quick timeout. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. We'll get to talk to Jamie coming up next. More of your phone calls as well. We'll get your Rocky Top Report brought to you by the Craigner Group. A lot to get to. Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
It's time to
Drew and I have been working feverishly behind the scenes this afternoon to dump as many bro country music bumpers into the automation system as we possibly can in anticipation of possibly, hopefully not, but we have to be aware and ready for all possibilities, possibly going all Titans starting about quarter till midnight Saturday. Let's go to the phones. Jamie is next. Good afternoon, Jamie. You're on the drive.
What's going on, Russ?
What's up, Jamie? Your boys pulled one out yesterday.
Yeah, we always struggle with teams that we shouldn't struggle with. But, you know, I think we knocked out their starting quarterback, and their backup rookie came in and played pretty well.
Well, you know, it's – and you know this – it. Win is a win at the end of the day. It's the NFL. It's not like, oh, man, you beat Troy, but they gained 700 yards on you. It's the National Football League. Anything can happen, and you just got to win the game and move on at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Chiefs struggling with the we don't have a city Chargers in overtime, so I'll take it. Guys, I got in a little late, a little bit after 3, but what are we talking about? Going to Titans Radio? What's happened?
Oh, man. I guess we should have released an official announcement. But here's the deal, Jamie. It's been too damn long. It's been 12 years of mediocrity. I'm over it. I'm done. You win this game. You do not lose to South Carolina. I'm sorry. You just don't. Not in year three. I don't care if there's a worldwide pandemic going on. I don't care if Cade Mays is eligible or not. I don't care. South Carolina is South Carolina, and we are Tennessee. Go in there and beat them. If you don't, and we're doing this 3-7 thing like the ESPN FBI is predicting, we're doing that again? Y'all can do it if you want. This radio station, I've cleared this with management. We are going all Titans all the time if Tennessee loses to South Carolina.
Well, that's kind of like Coca-Cola going to New Coke. You know, businesses sometimes make catastrophic decisions. But, yeah, I'm with you, Russ. I'm sick of it, too. Maybe we shouldn't support and back up losers for 12 years. You know, of course, the great Robert Nealon told me, you know, if at first the brakes don't go your way, quit and watch the Titans. I think it was more like put on more steam. You know, here's the trick, guys. I've been telling y'all for a dozen years now. Demand better. Quit accepting this crap. Demand Tennessee football. You know, when the powers that be went to hire Shiano, we stood up. We should have done the same thing for Butch. And definitely the same thing for 3-7 Dooley. But no, we all got behind him. Here we have the first semi-competent coach, and we're gonna quit on this one of all the coaches to quit on. But I'll tell you what, if we do go 3-7, you know where I stand. And Barry, please tell me you agree. You take the axe and you start over. Why continue down a road any further if it's the wrong road?
You guys are killing me, man. It's Monday. It's like 70 degrees outside. There's not a cloud in the sky. But we've got our first game on Saturday. And Russ has completely come in here, pulled down his trousers and his briefs.
Trousers?
He's just taking a dump all over the show.
Well, I'll tell you what, man.
You're talking about firing the coach? What the hell are you doing, Russ?
Hey, Baron, Russ, and Trey, I'll tell you this, though. The only bright spot about sucking for 12 years, though, and you guys would find all the guys that listen to y'all's show and the Fan Run Radio family of shows, one thing we can count on is burning it down after the game with Russ and John. And you can't take that away from us. You know, we got to have some place to vent, guys. I mean, if we're going to suck again, we definitely need that show. And it does better when we're sucking than whenever we're doing well. Of course, I wouldn't know. We haven't done well in 12 years. But let me just put my vote in there as a longtime OG. I know you're, you know, probably having a little fun with us, Russ. But, you know, Titans Radio, Tennessee probably has more Titans fans, you know, than any other football fan. But here's where I would say the difference is, you know, in Pittsburgh and Green Bay and places like that, I guarantee you they have more hometown fans percentage-wise than what Tennessee does. You know, even though there's probably more, the percentage may not, I don't think it's the same. Just because they've really not endeared themselves. They never take the opportunity to draft any University of Tennessee players when there's good ones there. You know, there's a lot of decisions they can make in those god-awful uniforms they've had for 25 years. You'd think by now they'd come up with something better. But, guys, hanging out, I appreciate you getting me in.
Yeah, so much misinformation there. I really don't even know where to begin debunking all the half-truths and out-and-out falsehoods that were just uttered by Jamie's phone call. Look, I'm sorry if you guys are taking this you know, as some sort of depressing show topic, but to me that's a window into your psyche as a battered Vol fan. Like, I didn't say this is what's happening. I didn't say we're going Titans Radio. I said we're going Titans Radio if Tennessee loses to South Carolina Saturday. Also said I don't think that's going to happen. So if you're that worried about it, what does that say?
Hello, Bear.
I'm not worried about it. I think we're going to win Saturday.
Okay, then you have nothing to worry about.
I just don't know why you were starting off this week, game week, with the A block of the show being as ridiculously negative
It's not negative. It's only negative if you take it that way.
Ultimatums handed out to our football program.
Yeah.
And on the week when they need our support in the middle of a global pandemic, had multiple key players quarantine.
Oh, God.
Contact tracing.
I'm so sick of the stupid pandemic talk. Can we please not talk about that anymore? It's been 6 months of that crap. I'm tired of it. It's over. It's game week. It's football season.
Please stop screaming, number one. Lower your
voice. And act like a man.
Turn down the bass.
You bitch, you bear. You bitch, you bear, about talking about potentially having some starters out, and all we've talked about for 35 freaking minutes is the Tennessee Titans against that crap Jaguars team? Get over yourself, Russell. Becoming a bear like that. He's trying to talk Tennessee. You're talking about a stupid-ass NFL team in the middle of Nashville. Nobody cares. It's game week.
Are you with us or against us, Russ? You're either for Tennessee or you're not.
I'm for winning.
Yeah.
I'm for winning. And you're damn right I'm throwing down an ultimatum. It is long past overdue. It's past overdue. We're not doing this anymore. Y'all can keep like, oh, maybe we can go 6-4 if everything goes right. Y'all can keep doing that if you want. I'm a winner. Winners follow winners.
I feel like we're an 8-2 team. It all comes down to the restrictor plate.
D.R. Vall is next. Good afternoon, D.R. Vall. You're on the drive.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. If y'all could update me, what was the score of the Tennessee game last weekend versus South Carolina? Because from the sound of the show, we've already been beat by them.
That's y'all's takeaway from this. I expect to win.
Well, I do, too, but the mood of the show, I mean, it's like we've already been beat.
I hate to be a broken record, but I don't feel that way. Like, if y'all feel that way, that's a reflection of your thoughts and your expectations for the game. I expect to win. We're a 3-point favorite. I expect to win this game by 2 scores.
You're taking a beating on social media right now, Russ.
Okay, that's fine. Cool.
I mean, we dealt with them last year, and we're better this year, don't you think?
We were better last year. We're better this year. We're just better. We are Tennessee. They are South Carolina. I've said this before on the show, D.R. Vall. I was born in Columbia, South Carolina. I know these people. You talk about winners and losers. South Carolina, they're losers. Gamecocks are losers. That's what they do historically. They've never won this league. They never will win this league. They had the best football coach, one of the Mount Rushmore of college football coaches there for like 10 years, and they couldn't win one SEC championship. The 1 year they got to the championship game, they got throttled by Auburn. Tennessee, if we're still the program we claim to be, we walk across those mountains this weekend, we slap them in the face, and we turn around and walk back, and we don't even celebrate it because that's what we do.
I agree, Russ, and that's why I've always said you got that alpha mentality that I enjoy.
Alpha mentality.
That's what they say about it.
I'll tell you what, I'll make you a promise right now. If we lose Saturday night and you and the rest of your malcontent buddies don't want to do volunteer reaction, I will come down to the studio, open the phone lines, and I will guide this fan base and fan-run fans through a loss to South Carolina. And you can go to hell.
Okay. No, you'll be in hell talking about your 3-7 football team. I'll be getting ready to go 3-0. That's the difference. That's the difference between a winner and a loser. What went wrong? How'd we lose to South Carolina again? Mizzou's going to come in here and kick our teeth in. That'll be you at like 2:00 in the morning. Meanwhile, I'll be sleeping like a baby, getting ready to go 3-0.
That's fine. Who do y'all play this week? Who do the Titans got this week?
Minnesota Vikings on the road.
Oh, God, boy. You all got an easy schedule to start the year, don't you?
And it's the National Football League. There's no easy outs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No guaranteed wins.
No guaranteed wins. Take it week by
Shut
week.
Shut up, Drew. Absolutely.
Guys, my question is the whole 70-man thing. I mean, how many people play during a game? I mean, I got to thinking about defensive line rotation, wide receivers, special teams. I mean, does that sound about right?
Yeah, I don't know where he gets that 70 number, 70 guys playing in the game. Like, he's really sat down and mapped this out. Either that or he just made that up on the spot. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it threw
seems
me
like
off
a lot.
So, Trey, are you leaving the show?
It depends on if we have Tennessee football starting Sunday. Yeah.
So he's your Tennessee beat guy.
I'm not going to sit that. Yeah. I'll just do that only.
You know?
Well, guys, that's
you'll be able to catch Trey win or lose on Volunteer Reaction. We will have one if we lose Saturday.
If we lose, you got to have Volunteer Reaction. That's the only thing that gets me through it that's not alcohol related.
Exactly. Now, Russell and Nate and John and the rest of them want to run out on you guys, DR Vol. Don't you worry
you
your
can't.
Pretty little head none. Uncle Bear will be there for you guys.
We can always count on you, Bear. Trey, I hope your family made it okay through the hurricane, man. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it, man. They're working to get back. They're working to get back.
Eric
Lord Russell
is
what
next.
What are you doing?
He's a mess. He's just one big pile of garbage today. I just want to slap across the face.
I feel like I've been upbeat. I'm the one that expects to win. You guys are like, oh, man, this is garbage. What are we doing? I expect to win. What are your expectations?
The way they got so defensive, it makes you think, like, they think we're going to lose.
Drew, be quiet. Be quiet. The way Russell's been all, if Tennessee loses, we're not doing the show anymore.
Yeah.
He's trying to do this two-face, like, wrestling heel, baby-face type of guy. I'm not buying it today. I'm already over it. It's Monday. I wish we could just get to Tuesday. This day sucks.
I guess I'm the negative one.
Yeah, you're negative. You're negative. I'm over it. Jeremy Pruitt's talking about football today, talking about backup quarterbacks and stuff and offensive linemen. And,
fascinating.
And it's cool and it's fascinating. And all of a sudden we get on here and we got to talk about Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans, who haven't done a damn thing besides try to reach an SEC or whatever East title game in the last 10 years. They suck. They've beaten two crappy teams. Get over yourself.
2-0.
Who cares about the damn Titans?
America's.
Nobody cares about the Titans.
2-0.
What? Nobody, you keep saying 2-0.
2-0.
All you want. But nobody
Put
cares.
It in your pipe and smoke it.
I got something you could smoke.
Whoa. Easy now, boys. Take it easy.
You can get it at. Yeah, pharmacy. CBD.
Trey's rattled right now. I've never heard him like this. He is just not – I mean, at this point, it's just word salad. So I don't know what he's talking about. You're delirious, man. Get a hold of yourself.
No, you get a hold of yourself. This is a bunch of crap.
I mean, I guess he didn't expect it. I know you, so.
All right, you guys, calm down. The winners are gonna. We're gonna have our show. You guys get a hold of yourself. Eric is next. Good afternoon, Eric.
How y'all doing?
Doing well, thank you.
First off, I don't ever agree with War Eagle Wallace on a lot, but he's made some good points so far today, and. If y'all try to take my fan-run radio and my voluntary reaction from me, I'm going to burn it down. Just letting you know.
Nobody's taking it away from you, Eric. I'll be there for you, brother.
Nate's got
All right, man. Well, y'all need to hook up with Trey, smoke some of that stuff, and calm down today. Let's get this thing going. Y'all have a good one.
Wacky Weed Wallace in his feelings this afternoon.
Wacky Weed Wallace.
I'm not a grass expert.
Oh,
865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon. We got to take a quick timeout. Coming up, and get your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question of the day. A lot to get to. The phone lines are popping. Monday game week here. 1 week out from the first Overreaction Monday, presented by the Phone Exchange, right here on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Russell Berry, Trey Cruz along with you. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. Titans fans, those big pearly whites showing big old smiles all across Tennessee this afternoon. Folks, don't put off your dental visits in 2020. Get on over to Knoxville Smiles. Let Dr. Malone, Dr. Costa get you hooked up, get you set up, polish those pearly whites, get you a great dental health and condition. Visit KnoxvilleSmiles.com to set up a free consultation. Call 865-539-1776. Knoxville Smiles. Keep things rolling here this afternoon. Hambone is next on The Drive. Good afternoon, Hambone.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
Hello, gentlemen. I just wanted to call and remind Bear and Philly about the games on Friday night, Friday evening. One such game was between the Maryville Red Rebels and the Bearden Bulldogs, which ended in a resounding Maryville victory of 28-0.
Ooh.
Mind you, undefeated on their quest for a 168th state title. I just wanted to drop in and drop the line. I also wanted to pose this question to the Drive as well. Besides Tennessee, what college in the SEC has, on a scale of 1 to 10, the best-looking co-eds? I'm under the impression that Ole Miss is definitely up there. If you've ever been down there, we obviously know about the Ole Miss tradition. I would reckon that South Carolina ranks at the very bottom of the list. What say you?
I mean, just a school full of two-seaters over there in Columbia. Like, neither one of the Columbias covering themselves in glory in the SEC. We'll go ahead and say that.
So maybe a 2 or 3?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Ole Miss thing is a little bit overrated.
Oh, son, Russell, I may have been down there and drank a little bit too much, but when I was down there on the Grove, a lot of talent around, a lot of talent.
I'll say this, and this might be a little bit controversial, but I'm just going to say it. Man, I've always thought, if you're just judging by cheerleaders, and by the way, we're just throwing all common decency out the window here, just being totally chauvinistic pigs. It's sports radio. The Florida cheerleaders, man, like the little, what do you call it? The little ribbon, what do you call that thing?
Oh, the color guard. Russell, the color guard.
On the leg? Oh, my God. Sexy.
Quite. Oh, I agree.
It's sexy.
Are you saying, wait a second.
Yeah, I'm saying it. The Florida women are hot. I'm saying it. They got hot women down there.
Are you saying that they're hotter than the East Tennessee gals?
No, I would never say that. I would never say that, Hambone.
Because then you'd be really controversial.
Wait, what do you take me for? Some kind of lunatic?
Obviously not. Obviously not.
We just sort of assumed. We're talking about second place here.
Talking about second place, and that would be the Florida Gators in your estimation.
That's my vote.
Hmm. I'm going to go Ole Miss. Interested to hear what the other callers have to say, though. Adios.
Thank you. Thank you, Hambone. Good to hear from you. And say we'd make that the Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. But it's 2020. We can't do that. We can't do that. Diamond Dave on the text box says, I'm more excited for the LSU versus Mississippi State matchup compared to Tennessee, South Carolina. Oh, and hashtag tighten up.
Hmm.
I won't go that far. I mean, LSU, despite their offseason of discontent, they should still smoke Mississippi State like a young Trey Wallace would smoke a Philly blunt back in the day at a bachelor party, correct?
No, alrighty then.
LSU should take Mississippi State behind the woodshed and strap them. Tennessee, South Carolina, I think we should win. I think we should win by two scores. I don't think, and I would imagine that this is going to be the outcome in doubt in the second half. I would expect LSU to have that game just about tidied up by halftime, if not early third quarter.
I'd hope so.
I mean, we're talking football. This is your chance, guys.
Oh, no, 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 no. Are you
still shook? You still shook?
You just went from the Titans to Mississippi State. Like, what are you on today? Like,
I'm reading a text.
Did you stop by my house and I didn't know to pick up some of the Wallace
Rattled.
Candy?
Shook. Shake it up, baby. Woo. Twist and shout.
You just got me all messed up in the head today. All messed up in the
game.
I'm
sorry. It's going to be okay.
Not me. I'm ignoring you now.
It's going to be okay.
I moved on to other things.
What? Doing nothing?
Yes. No, I'm doing something. I'm looking up Epiphone Riviera. Back a burst.
Fascinating.
And you're done trashing the greatest thing that ever happened to every Tennessee fan on the planet, Tennessee football.
I'm celebrating Tennessee football. Tennessee is going to smash South Carolina on Saturday night in Columbia. My Titans are going to smash the Minnesota Vikings and their horrendous purple pants on Sunday in Minneapolis. We're going to be 1-0 and 3-0 sitting here next week on Overreaction Monday. Presented by the Phone Exchange. It's a beautiful thing. So you two sad sacks, get out of your feelings, sack up, act like you got a pair, and come back for hour number two of the drive. Right here on Fan Run Radio. While it still exists. Back with more after this.
Wow.
The Drive.